What about anti-PD-L1 antibodies? There's durvalumab. There's also atezolizumab, which is actually approved in lung and bladder cancer.
Yeah, atezo, we don't have really head and neck data right now, so I can't say much about it. I'm not sure there's really an interest in pursuing head and neck cancer for atezo right now, so I'm not clear on the strategy there. With Darvo, the studies are ongoing. The Hawk study is complete. We expect to see the results of that trial soon. The focus has been more on the combos and more on combining Tremi with Medi in a number of settings. The Eagle study, which is the randomized phase 3 study, the Kestrel study, which is the first-line study, also combining Medi-Tremi. The single-agent activity of Darvolumab appears to be a little bit lower numerically compared to Pembro and Nivo, but we expect some results soon from the Hawk and the Condor study from this company.
You've mentioned a number of times now the combination approach and the fact that they're in trials. What do we know right now? What data has been generated looking at these combinations?
Oh, there's absolutely no data. So in head and neck cancer, there's no data on the Nivo plus Ipi, on the Medi-Tremi. So we don't have published or presented data on the combinations yet.
Wow. So you're going right into phase 3.
Yes.
Without phase 1 or 2. That's amazing.
But that's what's happened with muscle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the way it is with trials nowadays,
With immunotherapy, I think the paradigms have shifted completely.